Welcome to another episode of the ADHD Hour, aka Twin Tints. We're going to be talking about the Bob House and Piper Raquel's controversy. Okay, for those of you who are sane, who are good Christian little boys, there was this, the Bob House is a place where all these OnlyFans female creators get together and record content. Recently, they had a 17-year-old there named Piper. And that drew a lot of controversy because people were saying, what is a 17-year-old doing at a Bop House, at the Bop House where they just record sexual content there? Bum, bum, bum. So they got everybody talking, and an influencer by the name of Amala, she actually went and digged some unsavory, potentially creepy things about the whole situation, about Piper being really pretty much being handled by her parents. Allegedly, all these are alleged. Mm-hmm. So, what more can I say? Porn is gonna be, you know, running the country, running the world for
porn is gonna be running.
Corn, sorry, we don't get demonetized. Corn is running.
What monetization?
Wait, is corn running the world? Or is it ruining the world?
Corn is ruining the world
and running it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hot take. I know people have praise. You know, sex workers and things like that. They're taking control of their lives and earning some money and doing all of that. I believe that X work is the laziest form of work.
Oh my, you're a man. That's misogynistic.
I mean, whether it's a female or a male doing it, like, it's the same thing. Because the easiest thing to sell is crack and sex.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Not every crack dealer has been successful.
That's the easiest thing to sell. If you can sell crack, then you are bottom of the bottom.
Has every crack dealer been successful?
Every crack dealer sells crack.
Not every crack dealer has been a millionaire.
Brother.
How many?
Let me ask you.
Let
me ask you. If you said, I'm going to start a merch company and I'm going to sell merch and I'm going to sell t-shirts, right? You have to market your t-shirt, right? You have to put a nice logo and design on there that people want to wear, right? And then it's a saturated market, so you might not even be successful at selling those t-shirts, right?
What's your point?
If you decide to sell crack, all you have to say is a bag for 10 cents or whatever and people will buy it off of you.
Brother, my turn. Every OnlyFans...
Same thing with pussy.
Every sexual OnlyFans creator, are they millionaires?
No.
Or every porn star, is every porn star a millionaire?
That's not the same thing.
Okay, so
selling
pussy also requires marketing.
You can literally go on the corner and say $5 to smash me.
Selling pussy.
And someone will give you $5 to F you.
Selling pussy requires marketing.
No, it does not.
To earn $43 freaking million dollars.
Brother.
Okay,
how many times have you been scrolling on Instagram and all you see was some ass shaking and you pause to watch it?
We have to define success.
Every single time.
Okay.
And then when you go on that girl's page, she has like at least a quarter million followers.
Some of them only got 10K.
I ain't never seen a girl shaking ass on the internet with only 10K followers.
I guess maybe I'll come across them at their infancy, but... But no.
Point being, no, it's the easiest thing to sell.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
If that was the case, every porn star would be a freaking millionaire.
It's not... Okay. They got into bad contracts. They're still getting paid.
What? Then every OnlyFans creator would
brother. You had to go to school to become whatever you are now and make a bunch of money doing what you are doing, right?
Sure.
Now, a girl who decides I can make $20 an hour or $60 an hour just by sleeping with one guy. They can literally do that.
I'm still earning way more than a lot of these OnlyFans bitches.
You're not earning way more than that. What's that chick name? The 20-year-old that was at the Bob House?
That's your favorite girl to fap to.
I ain't never happened on a day in my life. I ain't never fapped a day in my life to that bitch.
Put your hand on your chest.
I never fapped to that bitch.
Because
I watched porn once in the blue moon.
Once in the blue moon?
Yes.
The moon is blue every night then.
I watch porn once in a while. You know, once you're single, okay, you have to do those things.
Okay. As a consumer of corn myself, I consume it. This might sound like an excuse, but I consume it to handle my manly urges so I don't go around, I'm kidding. So I don't go around doing, I'm kidding. Harassing these women, I'm kidding. No, but.
So what you're saying is if you did not watch Korn, you would be more misogynistic than you are now. It helps take the edge off.
These words in these sequences have never came out my mouth.
Okay. So tell me more.
Let's get back on topic here.
All right, go ahead.
I feel like, what do you think about people saying OnlyFans needs to be banned? We need to regulate this type of, industry, sex work industry, because we see it online all the time. It's too many fuck shit going on. We don't want
to
see.
My only issue with Korn is the ease of access that kids have to it. That's pretty much it. Other than that, if you're a grown up, if you decide to drink alcohol and kill your liver, that's on you. The same way if you decide to consume a lot of Korn and kill your fucking brain cells, that's on you. Point being, children who don't know any better and they're just acting out of their impulses or doing all of that shit, they should not have easy access to
Korn. Brother.
That's it.
Consuming a lot of Korn does not kill your brain cells. It kills your sperm cells.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
That's right. If we don't want those incels to reproduce, we just have to keep feeding them porn.
Keep feeding them corn.
You're right.
That's right. It sounds like you're feeding chicken. Here's some corn.
It's so corn. Incels.
Here's some corn. Bro, online censorship is getting ridiculous. We can't even say porn.
We're saying corn.
Yes, yes, YouTube and TikTok. Yes, it's corn.
And everywhere else. We're saying corn.
So you want the corn industry to be regulated, or at least the sex work
industry. I don't like government
industry.
Regulation, but there needs to be some regulation for sure.
But do you think it actually serves society?
I don't think corn serves society.
I'm saying, do you think because I would accept some regulation if it benefits society as a whole.
It does. It lowers the amount of corn being consumed.
Can we actually verify that corn has negatively been impacting?
Yeah, studies on this, yes.
I don't know.
You're going to have to look up some of those studies.
I don't know.
Korn, consuming sex content in that matter is significantly terrible. Just a bad...
Wow.
It's like consuming alcohol or any type of drugs in excess.
Brother, can we be honest here? Mm-hmm. I think you're only upset because Korn is setting the wrong expectation to your female friends. When you're watching Korn, the scenes last for 30 minutes and such, right? But you only last for maybe two on your best day. And because women watch Korn as well, and they think, oh, a guy's supposed to last 30 minutes, you are bothered by the misrepresentation.
I'm flattered by your... generosity. I last 1 minute and 32 seconds.
Okay.
Not 2 minutes.
Okay.
A minute and 32. And that's a record.
So enough to heat up a Hot Pocket in the microwave.
Yes.
Okay. So you got Hot Pocket Dick.
Yes.
Mr. Hot Pocket Dick.
Hot, soggy.
Pocket Dick.
But okay.
Oh, God.
So going back to the Bob House thing, something that I've witnessed is getting a lot of popularity is pedophilia.
Ooh.
It has become okay for, let's take for example the Bad Baby situation. As soon as she turned 18 and created an OnlyFans,
bam,
a bunch of motherfuckers flocked to her OnlyFans and she made $50 million that year, right?
So she claimed, right?
Well, she showed the receipts. So now, let's think about this. As a grown man, an 18-year-old is still an 18-year-old. Whether it's legal or not, that's disgusting. But people are okay with oh my God, she made $50 million. It's nigga, she's 18.
But at the same time, can you imagine a 25-year-old who just stuck in her childish ways? Mentally, she's 16, but physically, she's 25.
That's so disgusting.
All right, then. So these rules are arbitrary. I'm not advocating for pedophilia.
Oh,
but
my God.
Imagine this in Brazil, or was it France or whatever? The age is 16.
Age of consent, 16.
Yeah. 16, right? So right. Imagine.
But you still cannot post sex shit online as a
16-year-old. No. But I'm saying, can you imagine? Our rules is 18, you're legal. So that means if you're above 18, you can only
give consent to have sex.
All right, that's what I'm saying. You go to France, you could smash a 16-year-old and it's not wrong legally, but ethically, because of our morals, morally, you'd be like, oh my God, this is wrong.
I understand.
But
then, what,
so all this is arbitrary anyway.
I understand, because but I think
America
it's a poor
has their own standards and France has their own standards.
I understand, but I believe that's a poor excuse because as time goes on, norms change. Back then, a 30-year-old, whatever,
13-year-old
royalty could marry a 13-year-old because they need to pop out kids or whatever. We don't live in those times. The mind of a 16-year-old is not developed. I understand the arbitrary nature of those rules. Like, oh, wait, like how, like from 17 to 18, she suddenly can make better decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. The truth of the matter is, if you're an older person, I say you don't go below 5 years.
Me personally?
Depending on where you're at.
Me personally, if we're not the same age, give or take 5 months or 8 months, I ain't into you.
I'm more like, lowest that I'm willing to go is 25.
Okay.
That means I'm pretty old.
Okay, how about this? I got a good one for you.
I'm 40 years old, guys.
You meet this shawty. Shawty looks bad. 45. She looks grown, right? Mm-hmm. She looks like a 30-year-old, right? She's like, oh my God, that's a gorgeous girl.
Mm-hmm.
She looks like a 30-year-old. Like, you get turned on. She's very attractive to you. Mm-hmm. Just thinking about it makes your dick hard, right?
Wow. Stick hard.
Yes. Come to find out, she's actually 16. Does that change it for you? Does your stick just go whoop? No longer can get hard to looking at her. Exactly.
No. Like,
we're all PDF files.
I'm about to tell you.
We're all PDF files.
In the off chance that I do consume some corn, which is like once a week, right?
It went to once in a blue moon to once a week.
Once a week.
Mm-hmm.
When I scroll, right, I only go off by what they look like, right?
Mm.
If I see in the title, like, teen or whatever, I'm like, ugh, I don't want to watch this. Even though they look young, if the title is, like, teen or whatever,
can you answer the question, though?
Get to the point. I'm telling you, yes, I'm like, ugh,
so
no, I can
you
do that. But even if she looks 30 years old, like, what? This is a teenager? I'm like, ugh. That's why the opposite works.
But listen, though, your pinga, your stick already got bricked up before. But now you find out she's not of age. Does your pinga just suddenly stop being able to get bricked up?
I think, yeah, because of the additional information. Yes,
information causes you to not get bricked up, huh?
Watch this. I'm not gonna put your business out there, but
you can put me.
What did you do when you found out that a certain website was unethical with their corn? You're like, I can't watch this shit
because I didn't want women to get hurt, so I just stopped.
Okay, same thing.
No. It's not the same thing. This is a different story.
There's an ideological perspective that you have.
Listen,
yes,
to what I'm saying.
Yes.
Your physical response doesn't change because you found out some new information.
Your mind controls your dick.
That's not true.
Oh, so your dick has a mind of its own.
Hell yeah.
Brother, you need to get that fixed.
No. I don't want no doctor seeing my pinga, bro. But your physical response is still the same. If you find it attractive, you find it attractive. So attraction is in the head.
Yes.
Attraction is in the head.
Correct.
So that means you could get with an ugly bitch and still find her attractive.
Yes. If it's in your head, yes.
Nothing could change that.
Mind over matter. That's how it works. Your mind controls your body. Your body doesn't control the mind. That's stupid.
Mind over matter.
Mind controls body. Mind over body. That's just how it works. Okay. Brother.
Brother?
When you're 3 strokes deep into a woman and you're trying not to bust, what do you think about?
I sing.
Dead babies. Okay. So, that's proof that your mind.
Hell no, I don't think about dead babies. That made me come faster. I start singing Lil Wayne songs.
Oh my God.
I start singing Lil Wayne songs.
Lil Wayne.
I sing a Millie in my head. A Millie. I'm stroking. I'm a millionaire. I'm a young money millionaire.
Okay, we get it. Fine. I don't know. I just think the whole Bapa situation speaks to a greater problem that we're having in society now, which is PDF Ilya has been
promoted.
Yes.
It's getting more acceptable.
It is. And people are making up excuses for PDF files. And I'm just like, why? Like,
are they?
You don't make it. Yes.
Oh, that's. You know who I blame? Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar? Because
he made it cool to just sing out PDF files, like, certified lover boy, certified PDF. Like, now, it's a fun song. Like, if he's actually accusing Drake of being a PDF file,
like that.
Why is it fun to sing in the car at the club? It shouldn't be something that's fun to sing.
That, ooh, you're onto something.
Can you imagine?
If you guys didn't know, he's a super Drake fan, so that's why he's...
Can you imagine? I made a song about a grapist. He's a grapist. He be graping.
He beats women too, but most of the time he grapes them.
Bow, right? Yeah. We get an anthem. Everybody singing, he's a grapist. He be graping.
Yeah.
At the club, you're just like singing
graping,
about
grape.
Right?
Yeah.
Now everybody's just normalizing, just celebrating.
You're right.
Grapist.
You're right.
We blame Kendrick for this.
Yeah.
Drake won that battle because Kendrick, that is not.
That's some Kendrick slander that will not be tolerated online because everybody online is glazing Kendrick right now. You need to take that back, sir.
So what he
say Kendrick won.
How are you big stepping with a size 7 man's? Anyway, with that being said, we're out. Thank you.